Column 2. Travelogue in Japan, 2. Chusen Zome is characterized by not fading. Tin is a soft, bendable, and convenient metal. Sumi ink for calligraphy was introduced to Japan from China and Korea around the year 710, and has been made in Nara ever since. Even today, 90% of all sumi ink in Japan is made in Nara. The oldest sumi ink in Japan is kept in the Shosoin. Nara sumi is beautiful, high-quality purplish black, and it has a clear aroma. Nara uchiwa are gorgeous and very practical. Influenced by Buddhism, Nara uchiwa have several different designs, such as Nara's scenery, deer, and shosoin cut into them. Their frames have about 60 to 80 bamboo bones, more than twice as many as other uchiwa. However, the fans are very light and create a gentle yet firm breeze. Tosauchi hamono are knife blades made in Kochi. The blades are made through free forging, a manufacturing method in which knives are shaped by hammering instead of using molds. Japanese swords are also made through this method. The history of Tosauchi hamono is said to be more than 400 years. A school has been established to train Tosauchi hamono craftsmen. Okazaki stonework, in which stone is processed to form lanterns and other objects, began in the Muromachi period and has continued since. There are 6 parts: a ball, a hat, a firebox, a receiver, a pillar, and a ground ring, each of which is carved and assembled into a single piece. Chusen Zome is a craft from Osaka. In the dyeing process, folded cloth is covered with glue and dye is poured over the surface. The characteristic of Chusen Zome is that it is dyed on both sides of the cloth. Since the dye doesn't fade easily, Chusen Zome stays beautiful for a long time. Toyama is known for its tin and copper. Takaoka copperware is made by pouring molten metal into a mold. Tin is so soft that it is famous as bendable tableware. Plates can be made into any shape.